AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Heavy rain in Oklahoma causing flooding. Some voluntary evacuations near a dam that's in danger of overflowing.
It's in imminent danger of breaking.
Red Cross volunteer Kim Lillard says a shelter is open in Shawnee. Some roads and highways have been closed by high water. The storm system is also bringing snow up to a foot to parts of South Dakota. Tropical storm Anna inches closer toward the Carolina coast. Hurricane specialist Dave Roberts.
Still crawling toward the coast, but it looks like we're seeing a little bit more motion toward the north than we've been seeing over the past day.
The tropical storm watches and warnings are up for parts of both Carolinas. Anna is expected to deliver 2 to 4 inches of rain over the weekend. Officially, 40 prisoners have escaped from a prison in eastern Iraq. Some 30 others are dead, along with a half dozen guards. AP's Paul Shem reports from Baghdad a number of terror suspects took part in that breakout.
Police have said they've cordoned the area and they're searching for the people, but it's these kind of prison breaks that swell the ranks of the militants. There was an extremely dramatic one in Abu Ghraib prison to the west of Baghdad just a few years ago where some top al-Qaeda people were freed.
Local officials contradict the official count, saying a dozen guards and more than 50 inmates are dead and 200 escaped. Federal appeals court says government regulators were within their authority when they cleared airline passengers to use cell phones and other electronics during takeoff and landing. AP's Violet Ikonomova tells us more.
The country's largest flight attendants union had argued that small electronic devices can distract passengers from safety announcements and become dangerous projectiles. It also said the FAA had changed an agency regulation without going through the required legal steps. But the appeals court ruled the FAA has always had discretion on how to handle issues like portable electronics.
This is AP Radio News. North Korea says it has test-fired a ballistic missile from a submarine. Hours later, South Korean officials said the North also fired 3 anti-ship cruise missiles into the sea from its east coast. Experts say the latest weapons display is designed to gain concessions from the U.S. and the South as officials from both governments talk again about reopening nuclear negotiations. A 17-year-old Australian boy has been arrested, and bombs that police say he was making have been defused by bomb squad members in a Melbourne suburb. Last month, 5 other teens were arrested on suspicion of plotting an Islamic State group-inspired terrorist attack. Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Phelan tells AUBC.
It's deeply troubling to police that such young people in our community are becoming disaffected in the way in which they are and considering endangering the lives of many Australians.
Phelan says there is no link between the 17-year-old and the other teenagers. I'm Tim McGuire.